Hi, welcome back to the Spartan Summit. I'm your host Nadei, and I'm here with
Zainab
and Alina.
And today we're talking about just being Muslim in the United States and our experiences with that.
We are the Voices of East, the Spartan Summit.
So, first of all, how do you guys like it being Muslim in the United States?
It's okay.
It's like, a lot of pressure, honestly.
Yeah.
And so?
I feel like your experiences are like different from mine because you're a hijabi.
I don't know. For me personally, I'm just kind of vibing. Like, I don't.
Yeah, same, honestly. Because, like, a lot of people get, like, singled out or something because they're hijabi. But, like, I don't think I get that a lot, like, too much.
Yeah, I didn't really experience that much. I only had, like, a couple people who were, like, really ignorant. But other than that, like, I never really experienced too much, like, singling it out and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of why, like, I like East because, like, I never really... People are like, oh, my God, she's Muslim. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like I do really like that about East, but I can say that I've met people who have experienced a lot of Islamophobia and, like, have had their hijabs pulled off. I met a girl who actually told me that she got her hijab pulled off and just never put it back on.
That must have been very hard to deal with. Like, it's kind of like having your, like, identity, like, snatched from you in front of everyone and not having the courage to put it back on, so.
And I feel like that would be, like, kind of scary, too.
That would be scary, honestly.
I would get around to fight.
So how was it for you guys when you guys were younger?
I put the hijab on when I was in fourth grade, I think. The first day I put it on, it was the first day of Ramadan. So, yeah, it was, like, in the middle of the year, too. So, like, there were all these kids, like, just looking at me and, like, some of the teachers were really nice to me. Like, they said congrats and, like.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like, for me personally, I just kind of woke up and put it on one random day of my junior year. And when I had, like, a lot of anxiety when I first put it on because I'm like, oh, my God, people are going to judge me. People are going to be like, why is she wearing that on her head and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. But, like, after, I did get a lot of ignorant comments in the beginning. But, like, after a good month or two, everything kind of, like, simmered down. It's just really been chill from there. Like, since then, I can't say that I've ever really been singled out or anything for it. So, but, like, when I was younger, I did not want to be Muslim.
Really?
Yeah. Like, at all. I hated being Muslim.
For me, I didn't really know why I was doing what I was doing. Like, I knew it.
Yeah.
And for me, kind of like with my family, kind of like we got more religious as I grew up. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know where I was going or why. So that's why it's like, you know, it's a journey. So you have to find yourself through it. So I'm thankful that I found myself. But like, you know, in the beginning, you're just like, what? And you get angry when someone forces it on you even more.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like that happens to like everyone, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Especially with a family that doesn't, like, you know, tell you why. Just, like, these are the rules. You have to follow them. Doesn't really explain on why you should follow them, how they're helpful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, because, like, I was, like, got told the rules and stuff. Like, it always just, like I was supposed to do this and, like, that, like, without any explanation. Like, and then when I learned the explanation, like, it all started making
sense.
Yes,
it does. And then I have some family members who aren't very supportive. So I remember once I was wearing the hijab, and then my uncle was like, okay, we're going to go out. Just make sure you don't wear it. I was like, oh, okay. I wore it anyway because my brother had a basketball game. So I wore it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just take it off. And then he just kind of got mad that I was wearing it. And so kind of like pushed me back, you know, because you're family.
Yeah.
So it was like, so we ended up canceling the event, and it was like a whole deal. It simmered down, thankfully, but it was just like, oh. And it kind of changes your image of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, maybe 9 when it happened.
That happened to me, too. My mom, like, before my mom became, like, more religious, mm-hmm. I was going to say for lunch. She's like, I had my hijab. She's like, take it off. Don't worry that. That was, like, years and years and years ago. But she told me, like, that was one of the moments that she regrets the most. Because she realized that it gave me, like, a complex in terms of religion. It kind of gave me this complex with the hijab and kind of, like, skewed my perception of it. So yeah, that is definitely something that I struggled with for a long time. I don't know, wearing the hijab has been something that's very like transformative for me personally. Like I feel like it's definitely kind of it's kind of be weird, but I feel like it's definitely showing me people's like true colors.
Yes.
And kind of like filtered out people that don't need to be in my life I don't know. It's just a lot that goes into it. And if I feel like if I talk about it, it's going to sound like I'm weird and I'm like not right.
Like you're pushing.
Like, no, like I'm being weirdly spiritual. Like it's kind of weird. Yeah. Like it's kind of weird to explain. But my question for you guys is like, what has been your most pivotal moment growing up when it comes to like Islam?
So something that happened to me one time on the weekends, I used to go to a Islamic school. Everyone, like, you had to wear the hijab, like, in the school because it was in a masjid. So, like, everyone was wearing a hijab, like, all the girls. The teacher would, like, always, like, wouldn't make the girls do as much, like, with, like, learning and, like, reading Quran and stuff and, like, reading the textbooks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, like, basically, like, kind of creating this unevenness. I don't know how to, I know what you're saying. Basically, like, they'll kind of put up the boys on a higher level.
Standard.
Yeah, higher standard than the girls and, like, give them more opportunities.
Yeah.
And, okay, that...
That was, like, all the other teachers, like, that was in, like, second or third grade, I think. We had a guy teacher, and, like, it was with him. But, like, all my other teachers that I had in that school, they were really nice. I really liked that school.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of internalized misogyny when it comes to, like, a lot of people. And I feel like that goes for, like, all cultures that, like, have Islam as a part of their culture.
And I feel like colorism and racism is a big
It's so thing. Bad.
Because even as, because I also grew up in, like, Sunday school. And I would just, like, get vibes from people. And I wouldn't know what it was until I got older. She's like, oh, yeah. It's because you were black. But, you know.
Oh, my God.
Did you go to, like, a, like mostly Arab?
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, they just kind of look at you and they're like, you know what I mean? Have you been?
Yeah.
And it's hard to explain, but you just get a vibe and then you can tell by their eyes and you're just kind of there like, oh. And you can be like, you can tell they don't want you there. Yeah. And like in the house of God, it's like crazy. So.
Yeah, you can definitely feel like the animosity towards them. Like, the way they side-eye you if you go to a Jumu'ah prayer.
Especially which, older.
Yeah, like, Jumu'ah prayer. If you guys don't know, Jumu'ah prayer is, like, the Friday prayer. Friday is kind of, like, what is considered to be a holy day, in a sense. Mm-hmm. And Jumu'ah prayer is the kind of the prayer that you do on that day, I guess. And you can kind of, like, go. It's kind of mandatory for men to go to the masjid, which is our holy place of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah.
It's like how Christians have church.
Exactly, yeah. And so, like, men generally can go. Women can go, too, but it's not a requirement for women. But, yeah, when you go into prayer, you kind of get this feeling from a lot of, like, the Arab Muslims that, like, they, you know, you kind of get this feeling. They just don't want you there. And it could be that, like, we both grew up, Zainab and I, we both grew up in a very Arab Muslim community.
Arab, yeah.
So it's kind of hard to be around Arab Muslims. I don't know about you. Like, did you grow up in a mostly Arab Muslim community?
I grew up, like, I grew up with, like, a lot of Desis. Mm-hmm. But, like, I moved here. Like, there's a lot of Arabs here. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, like, after I moved, then, like, I started kind of experiencing that.
Mm-hmm. So, like, as a South Asian, has it been hard for you to be around Arab Muslims?
Or they, like, treat you differently?
I mean, it's not too much. Like, I've noticed that they don't, like, talk to me as much.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't, like, they don't say anything, but they just don't talk to
right.
me.
Right.
I get that so much, because, like, they won't really involve themselves
exactly,
with you.
Exactly,
they'll kind of just, like, leave you to the side. And it's terrible, especially when it's, like, Ramadan, and you're walking in, and you know how the layout's kind of, like, open.
Yeah.
So if you walk in, like, almost anyone, and everyone sees you, so you're just kind of walking in. And I just usually just find a corner by myself and just wait until we pray. But it's just that feeling like, oh, yeah. And then you see, like, girls who are Arab just, like, in a group talking and laughing. Just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you guys know. It's definitely a lot of colorism and, like, a lot of anti-blackness. Even towards non-black Muslims. Like, I've seen them be very rude towards South Asian Muslims. That's why I kind of asked you as well. Because it's just a lot of anti-blackness as a whole, but I have to say that, like, I don't think I'd ever change being Muslim for the world, to be honest. And, like, me personally, like, one of my most pivotal moments was when I went back to my country 2022 and just being around, like, that amount of Muslims and seeing them, how they kind of involve Islam to their daily life and it's not something like that they have to turn on and off every day. That was definitely like a pivotal moment for me personally. And I think that definitely pushed me towards wearing a hijab, obviously because I wore it the same year. But yeah, that was definitely like a big moment for me. So
yeah. But back to like the Arab thing, a lot, it's not like when they're being rude. It's not, you know, it's anti-blackness, all this stuff. But usually it's like indirect. Like, oh, you can read the Quran so well. Did you, like, are you Arab? Are you mixed?
Oh, like microaggressions.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. And then, you know, you get that feeling.
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying. One of your friends, actually, she used to ask me that all the time. I'm like, no, I'm not Arab. and it's kind of frustrating, but at the same time, you just know it's from ignorance. Yeah. Like, it's not an excuse, but at the same time, it's kind of like, okay.
Like,
you know, it is what it is.
Put effort into it, and you're like trying, and everyone right. just downplays it to, oh, are you like mixed or something?
Yeah, like, and I don't know. And always kind of being like the darkest one is kind of like, oh, okay, this is nice. This is, I'm being sarcastic. But is there anything that you guys would change about being a Muslim in the United States? Like, in terms of going to school, like, something that you would change about your experience, if that makes sense?
If I could change something, it would probably be like I would try to like get more closer to Islam like sooner because like I started like not even too long ago because school and like the society we're in, it doesn't like make you like help you at all like get to Islam. Mm-hmm. Like it's like there's a whole bunch of like Christians and everywhere, like
they just assume if you're not wearing the hijab and stuff.
Yeah, like when I wasn't wearing hijab, like they didn't think I was Christian because like before, like I mean I'm Desi, so like obviously South Asian, like most people think Indian.
Yeah.
Like so like they just thought like I was Indian or something. Mm-hmm. So like when after I started wearing hijab, like everyone was like so shocked to like.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, especially here, they give backhanded comments of that. Because I remember I was talking to a teacher here, and I was telling him, yeah, I won't be able to come. All these, because it was an after-school club he also runs. I was like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't be able to come just because I have Quran class, like, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. He's like, oh, that must be terrible. And I was just like, oh, I'm like, no, not really. And then it's just, like, kind of threw me off because, like, that's the first thing you say. And then he tried to back up. Oh no, I mean discussion. I'm like, oh yeah, it can be a little hectic, but thankfully I have good teachers. So that kind of just threw me off, honestly.
I had an experience like that too. It was actually last year. He wasn't my teacher. He was just like somebody I saw in the hallway every day. And like I was wearing hijab last year, so like obviously everybody knows that I'm Muslim. So like he was like, this was after Ramadan. So like he was asking me like, How are you? Like, are you hungry or anything? Like, are you thirsty? Like,
are you hungry? It's crazy. Like,
yeah.
You want me to slide you this Oreo? Like, just give me a second. Oh my god.
He was trying to like offer me like some snacks or something. Like, he said he had some snacks in his room, and like he said like, do you want something? It's okay. Come on. Like,
that's so common though. Like, I remember my brother was telling me about an experience he had with his like kindergarten teacher. And like, he was fasting that day. It was like first, second, not really kindergarten. But he told me that his teacher was like, oh, you could just eat under the desk. Allah won't see you.
Oh my God, what the hell? I'm sorry. Oh my God.
And it was just like,
wait. And cut that out. I said, like, okay.
So I should re-say that.
No, I mean, I think it's fine. I said, what the hell? Is that fine? No. Oh, okay. Okay.
But it was just like, what? And the fact he's so young, you're just like, oh, yeah, eat on the table. He won't see you.
And I'm sure he didn't mean any issue, or he wasn't trying to be mean either. But it's like, oh, my God, there's so much ignorance. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so much ignorance.
Literally.
And
it's so, like, degrading in a sense. Like, yeah. And then everyone who's, like, Christian, they assume you are. And they, like, you know, even in, like, the education system. You know how church and government was once, like, a thing together?
Yeah.
So even now, you still see, like, the consequences and, like, the results of
that. Oh, like, the remnants of it in my school. Yes, I see what you're saying.
And it's kind of like, and everyone has this perception of Muslims. So, you know, as soon as you don't feel like, oh, okay, that's weird, you know, even in the Muslim society itself, if you don't fit the standard of a Muslim woman or a Muslim man, you're like, oh, she's not on her deen, she's not this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, for me, like, because I don't know about your culture, but my culture, like, hijab is not really a big thing in my culture, so it's kind of weird to go into, like, different spaces where it's kind of like, oh, if you don't wear hijab, you're not a good enough Muslim, if you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, it's kind of weird, but I don't know if I would change anything.
For me, I would change taking it serious.
Really?
Yes, because as a kid, like I said, I was in Sunday school, Islamic school, since I was a kid. Since it was built, I was, like, in it. So I would never take it serious. Oh, my God. I would play around. I would just joke the whole time.
Like, it's not your fault, though, because your parents never really taught you, like, the meaning or importance of the things that you were doing.
Yeah.
It was kind of like...
But at the same time, I got to the age where I could do my own research, but I chose not
like,
to.
But, like, I don't think that's your fault, because it's kind of like, do this or you're going to go to hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, did you experience that? Where it's like, okay, do this so you don't go to Jahannam, or, like, Jahannam means hell. You don't go to hell, like...
Yeah. So, like, my parents would, like, always say, like, if you don't pray, you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
Like, and my mom, oh, my God.
I don't like that narrative. Like, is prayer important? Islam, yeah, but like, don't tell your 10-year-old that they're gonna go to hell because they miss prayer. Like, I feel like there's better ways to go about teaching your kids about Islamic things. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of things that can be improved on, but I don't know if I'll change anything about my experience. I think it's all part of my journey. Like, obviously, if I could go back into the past, would I take it seriously? Like you guys said, yeah. But at the end of the day, like, it is what it is. Like, in my opinion. I'm still young. I mean, that's not, you can die any day. But, like, I'm still young, so I kind of have that mindset. Like, you can still build on it, if that makes sense. So, yeah. But, like, have you guys, since you guys are both, we're all children of immigrants, do you guys face any pressures with being children of immigrants and just being Muslim Americans? Like, in terms of school, work, your future?
Kind of, like, it's not a lot because, like, my parents, like, they are immigrants, but, like, they moved here when they were in, like, high school.
Okay.
So, like, they, like learned a lot from here, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, they didn't put, like, too much pressure on me, but, like, they did put, like, a little bit, like, on, like, you have to learn, you have to, like, get a good job,
yeah.
You have to, like, get good grades in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much the pressure they put on me.
Yeah, mine, I don't know, because, like, for me personally, like, I'm a senior, and, like, what I'm doing right now is kind of, like, uncharted waters, because my parents had come over here, my mom came over when she was in her mid-20s, my dad was kind of old, but they don't really know too much about, like, the school system, especially not college, so it's kind of, like, uncharted waters, like, doing college admissions, and I think there's a lot of pressure that goes into it. My mom asked me about the FAFSA and stuff like that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my mom used to check my grades every single day, so there's, like, a lot of pressure in doing that. Also, like, I'm my parents' retirement plan, mm-hmm. So if I don't do well, I mean, they're kind of screwed. Like, they have nothing, like, to go for them after, like, once they turn a certain age. So I think that's also one of the reasons why, like, I felt a lot of pressure. I feel like I'm feeling a lot of pressure right now because, like, the decisions I make right now are kind of, like, defined. I feel like it defines my future. Obviously, like, you can turn your life around when you're older, but I feel like the decisions you make at 18, 19, 20 really define your future. There's, like, a lot of pressure. I don't know. Like, you guys are not there yet, so
yeah.
I guess you haven't experienced that. But I think you guys are going to be okay. But, like, there is a little bit of pressure, especially because, like, your parents came all the way here. Like, my parents went through a lot just to come to the United States. So, like, they put a lot of pressure on us to do well and stuff like that. So, like, for me personally, I do feel, like, a lot of pressure with in general.
I get it, too. Because my parents never really got to college. So they don't know much about that process. And I was talking to my mom one day, and she was just like, yeah, I always dreamed to come to America when I was younger. That kind of, like, switched my, like, that kind of switched my...
Your mindset around
yes,
it?
Yes, my mindset about it. Like, oh, I'm living this life that she always wanted, and I'm kind of taking it for granted. So the only other pressure I've gotten is just from to get a good job, but a lot for myself also. Because, you know, just think about my parents... worked so hard, did so much just to come here, And, like, now they're working so hard. And it's just, like, I got to do well. Or what? I can't not do well. And then have, like, their efforts go to waste. So for me, that's just, like, kind of always on my mind. Like, oh, I got to get to a good school, get to a good college, get a good job, be able to take care of my dad. Most definitely my dad and my mom, you know, in the future.
Yeah, you said something about a good school. I struggle with that a lot because, like, the fact that I'm not going to, like, probably not going to be going to, like, some prestigious, like, Ivy school is something that kind of messes me a little bit because it's like, oh, okay, like, you could have done better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of those things that you feel like what you're doing is not good enough. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you just take things one day at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I try not to think about it too much. But, yeah, I don't – in terms of a good school, like – in terms of college, I try not to think about, oh, like, you have to go to Ivy League or you have to go to some, like, prestigious schools. I know we're getting off topic. But, like, that, like, yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of pressure for that as well. But,
you know, one thing also about, like, Islam and the Quran is that it's a way of life, you know? It's not just, like, rules and stuff. That's why I hate when people have kids and you just teach them rules and not the way to live. Like, not even the names of Allah. They just, like, okay, you can't do this, you can't do that. You can't eat that, you can't eat this. But, like, you don't explain why. Like, there's always a story behind everything that's done. They don't really explain. So they're like, oh, yeah, you just stuck, like, this cycle of rules and rules and rules. And you just start, like, hating yourself internally. Just like, oh, yeah, I can't keep up with it. I can't do this. That's, like, a big thing. A lot of, I feel like Muslim, well, that's a lot of I experience. I don't know about you guys, but.
Yeah, I think that goes for religion as a whole, to be honest. I've had a lot of Christian friends who kind of experienced that as well, where, like, they're just like, oh, do this, we're going to go to hell type thing. Like, I've had friends who, like, how do I explain, like, who were forced to go to Bible study, who were forced to do certain things, even if they didn't want to, just because they wouldn't go to hell, I guess. And I think it was just more so the parents that just don't have the right mindset about it.
Don't have the energy or to teach them.
Yeah, and just, like, in general, like, they don't have the right mindset around religion. Yeah. They're religious because they're afraid, but not because it's something that they really want to do, if that makes sense. So I think that kind of goes for, like, religion as a whole, so.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Also, I have kind of a random question. If you guys were, like, born and raised in the United States, do you think you would still be Muslim? Like, born and raised, I mean, in the sense that, like, you're, like, actually, like, white American, like, black American, like, American-American. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
I'm not sure because, like, I would probably, like, be, like, a bad kid if I was white.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I genuinely think I would be such a different person.
Me too. Yeah. That's, like, the gratefulness of Islam. Because without it, oh, my God, you wouldn't imagine the stuff I'd be doing.
A hot mess.
Yeah.
But what about you?
For me, I feel like it may take some time, but I would always eventually find it. Like, I'm still on my journey now, but I feel like in any other lifetime, it may take a while, maybe, like, 20 years, but I would always eventually find it, if that makes sense.
I grew up on, I feel like I wouldn't, to be honest. And it's kind of weird to say that. But, like, I grew up around a lot of Christians. I mean, I feel like I would have been able to find it eventually. But at the same time, I don't know. Because, like, obviously, the United States, like, a lot of people there aren't religious anymore. But obviously, the majority are Christian. So it's kind of hard to say that, like, oh, yeah, if I was born and raised in, like, the United States as, like, an American-American, I would still be Muslim. Like, obviously, I love Islam very deeply. But at the same time, I don't know. It's very weird. Yeah, it's very weird. But I don't know, to be honest.
Just because, like, the influence you get.
Yeah.
And, like, that could really override and overlook Islam, like, to the point where you...
Yeah. And, like, I feel like, now, even now, like, I get this, like, kind of, like, guilt when I, like, when I'm, like, not as close to my deen. So, like, I feel like I might get that because, like, I've seen, like, a lot of people, like, a lot of reverts, like, they talk about how, like, they always, like, felt, like, this kind of, like, guilt or, like, feeling that they weren't in, like, the right place before. So, like, I think I might feel that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I see what you're saying. One last thing. I kind of want to elaborate because we talk about Ramadan and stuff like that. Ramadan is basically, like, our holy month where we fast for 30 days from sunset to
sunrise, sunset.
And it's just kind of, I feel like, to have empathy towards people with less, and it's just to get closer to God. That's what we feel like. So just elaborate on that, because I know there's like newer words that people might not know. Dean is like, when you say get closer to your dean, it just means like get closer to God and get closer to religion. So yeah,
dean basically means faith.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that's just, I just want to elaborate on that. Let's do it again. So that's all for today. I hope you guys learned something from us. Also, I wanted to give a big shout out to the East Key Club and Fishing Club. And I'm your host in the day, and I was here with
Zainab
and Alina.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
We are the Voices of East. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at EHS Spartan Media. That's EHS Spartan Media on Instagram.